This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
I almost hate to talk to Steve in a time like this because Steve was a hell of a ball player in his own right. He won two World Series championships with the Dodgers. He's one of the most fun people that I ever covered.
He was in the episode with the Yankees. Simpsons.
Yes, he was in the Simpsons. And when you stopped at Steve Sachs's locker, you were never, ever, ever going to be bored. So we welcome Steve to the show. He knows why we asked him to come on. But, Steve, nice to talk with you.
Yeah. You too, Michael. How you doing?
Doing very, very well. Obviously, we want to talk about the Altuve stuff. When you're watching him, does it make you cringe right now?
Yeah, it makes me cringe. I almost wanted to cry when I saw him going through this. I could see the anxiety in his eyes, and I've seen it before with other players. I fortunately went through it and got over it and was able to conquer this thing, but it's a devastating thing. It can be. I want him to get a hold of this thing as soon as possible and put it behind him. And there's, you know, kind of a methodology to do it, but you know, people talk about Jose Altuve's issue, and they want to say, well, you know, he's got a mental block, and that's it. No, I beg to differ. He does not have a mental block. There's nothing wrong with him physically. His mechanics aren't out of whack. And the short answer to this is, guys, is that Jose Altuve is experiencing a temporary loss of confidence. That's all this is. And once he is able to gain his confidence back in practice, and remember, this is going to be a process. It's not an event. The symptom of this thing is the throwing issue and unable to be able to throw the ball straight because he lacks the confidence to do it. It seems crazy, but that's what it is because I've been there. It's the loneliest feeling in the world. He goes to bed with this. He wakes up with it. He goes to the dinner table with it. It's the only thing in his mind right now. And it's crushing him. Nobody feels worse than Jose does. And I just really hope that he gets over this really quick.
Here's the thing that I want to find out from you, Steve. Everybody makes bad throws every now and then. At sure. What point, how many bad throws did it take for you to go, oh, boy, this is a problem. Something's going on here.
Yeah, that's a great question. And the answer is that there's usually one throw that you have done that kind of says, ooh, how did that happen? And it's usually one throw that could be the culprit that can just really make you start doubting yourself. And then it just snowballs. And I know exactly when mine was. Mine was on a relay play against the Expos, and I threw the ball home. And I didn't need to throw it, but I hummed it in there pretty hard. It bounced once, and it was a perfect throw to Socha at home plate. But it skipped at the end and hit a shin guard and went into the dugout, and the run scored, and people booed. And then I started thinking about it. And when you get in your own way about thinking about it, you kind of screw the whole thing up. So that's kind of what happens. I don't know what it was that caused Jose to do it, but that's where he is right now.
Is it as simple sometimes is that the easier the play, the harder it is? Or where he can maybe make the spectacular play better?
Yeah, on double plays, when there's the expectation is that, you know, at least you get one. If you turn two, it's a bonus. So I never screwed up on double plays. I was always able to make that play. The real hard play I was able to make, it's the time where you kind of get out of sync a little bit. You hit a ground ball, take two crow hops instead of one. Instead of, you know, like in basketball, what do they say? You catch and shoot, right? You do it in rhythm. You catch and shoot. Baseball's the same thing when you field a ground ball. You catch and throw. And when you start tapping your glove in between or getting out of sync by doing things that aren't professionally the way to field a ground ball. Like, for instance, I saw Correa the other day. Round a ground ball. He did it right. He was kind of in the hole. He got around the ball. He fielded the ball to the side. Then he tried to flip it up into his hand, which is totally not the way to do it. And he wound up missing the ball and made an error. And it's things like that can throw you out of sync. And that's why you got to make sure you do things correctly in practice and slowly build your confidence back. And then you got to bridge it over to the baseball game, the real game, and then you're there.
Steve, here's what I'm worried about with Altuve. And this is a two-pronged question. So the first thing I'll ask you, they're down three games to nothing. They have to win tonight. He can still hit.
Mm-hmm.
Should Dusty DH him or should he play him at second?
Well, I just had that question posed to me on the place where I do radio on MLB Network. And I know Jim Bowden nailed me on it. Yeah, thank you. And look, Tommy Lasorda never benched me. He always kept me in there because he knew that if he took me out of the game, he would absolutely crush my confidence going forward. The problem is, this is crunch time. I was going through this at the beginning of the season. It wasn't near playoff time. And I think that, that Dusty and Jose probably had a real deep conversation. And maybe Dusty feels that Jose can get over this thing. But I think Dusty, the loyal person that he is, feels that if he takes Jose out, it's going to crush him not only now,
right,
but in the future.
Well, here's the second part of the question. The yeah. worst thing I can imagine, Steve, is mm-hmm. if he plays today, makes another error, they lose, and he's got to carry this through the winter.
Yeah,
I think he has to have a game where he makes a good throw and he doesn't have to think about it all winter. Do you agree?
I agree 100%, Michael. And, you know, I also have said that, you know, as soon as this season is over, he needs to go right to spring training. Maybe he goes there for 10 days and gets this over this thing where nobody's around and he can just go and get into a rhythm and be able to trust himself that that rhythm really does work. And that's what he's going to kick into next year. But he can't, like, let this thing fester over the winter because it'll destroy him.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
It's unreal because, like, do you reach out to him? Do you wait for him to reach out to you or to somebody else? I mean, how do you handle it? Because you've got so much information for him, but, like, do you feel like you're overstepping your bounds if you were to, like, reach out to him?
Well, Dusty is like a big brother to me. We were teammates. Our fathers were really great friends when Dusty and I were teammates. They would hang out together and watch the games together and whatnot. Dusty lives down the street from me now. And so I absolutely would do whatever he wanted me to do. I would fly there if he wanted me to. And I know you can't probably get together with the guy, but if he wanted me to, I would. But I know that Dusty is great in his own right. He's got a great infield coach in Chris Spire. And I know he trusts that guy. But if he wanted me to do anything to talk to him or whatever, I certainly would. But let me tell you guys quickly that I can't count the number of times I have talked to people about this issue. It's bigger than what you think. I get letters from parents all the time throughout the country want me to call their kids in college because the guy or the young lady playing softball can't throw the ball a certain way. I have been in stadiums where the owners of the team asked me to talk to somebody on the team and didn't want the press to see. And there's a few times I have surreptitiously ducked into a broom closet at the stadium with the player and talked to him about this stuff.
Did you ever talk to Knoblauch?
I won't mention who they are. No, I didn't talk to Knoblauch. I won't mention who they are, but there is guys that this happens with, and it's a little bigger than you think.
Now, to end on a lighter note, Steve, so we have your picture up on the Yes Network right now, and I got to tell you, as you got older, you actually have gotten better looking. You're still quite a handsome guy, so I give you credit for that, Steve.
Hey, thanks, Michael. My kids will thank you greatly. I appreciate that.
Thanks for coming on, Steve. We appreciate it. Thanks so much. All right.
You bet. Thank you, gentlemen. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.